This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. It took more than 50 years for Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama to finally get the recognition her male counterparts gained in the 1960s. Now, people in Northeast Ohio can take in some of her work for themselves. On this week's State of the Art, I head to the Cleveland Museum of Art to check out Yayoi Kusama, Infinity Mirrors. Before you even get through the front doors of the Cleveland Museum of Art, you get a sense of what's to come. Towering trees are wrapped in bright red fabric, dotted with white polka dots. Inside, the line snakes back and forth to get a glimpse of Kusama's famous mirror rooms. Mika Yoshitake curated the exhibit when it opened at the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. last year. She leads me along a velvet rope to a white door.
The interior is all lined with mirrors, and there are sculptures either suspended from the ceiling or on the floor, and you see reflections of the sculptures as well as yourself infinitely, and you feel like you're immersed in that space. We are about to walk into aftermath of obliteration of eternity.
So it is very dark and we're surrounded by these mirrors and the door is closing and it looks like we can see these twinkling lights forever.
Mm-hmm. So these are inspired by Japanese lanterns. They're LEDs that are encased in Japanese paper and in these kind of acrylic cylindrical light bulbs. And they have this effect of twinkling and slowly, now it's pitch black.
Now it's kind of scary.
And then the lights will slowly come back on.
Wow, it's eerie. It's almost like looking at lanterns on water.
Yes, exactly.
So we're in a 15 by 15 foot room, but it looks like it's going on forever, and that's the magic of her.
Yeah.
She was a contemporary of some of the biggest artists of the day, like Warhol.
That's right. So she was very active in the contemporary art scene and showed with artists like Andy Warhol. But what's really fascinating is that Kusama was a pioneer in each of the fields that she developed. So she started doing the silkscreened wallpaper panels that Warhol was so much associated with, but she started them really early on. In fact, he came to see her show in 1962 called Aggregation, 1,000 Boats Show. And I think was inspired by that because his first cow wallpaper was in 66. Lucas Samaras, an artist who is very well known for his own mirrored room in 1966, you know, was featured a lot in magazines and newspapers, but Kusama herself was not well known at all at the time.
So she was doing these dynamic soft sculptures, these amazing mirror rooms that look like they're going on forever in the 60s. And her male counterparts who were doing similar things got all the press and she got relegated to the back pages?
Right. I mean, she was not, no one really paid attention. And she was had maybe about a paragraph mention in newspapers.
How did that change?
Well, so she spent time in New York until 1973, went back to Japan, and it wasn't until 20 years later, until 1993, when she was selected to represent Japan at the Venice Biennale. And that's when I think she really first came onto the international stage. And then, you know, in the 2000s, in recent years, when she started to really present these infinity mirror rooms. There was a show in New York in 2013, and it was around the time when Instagram also, you know, began, and people were posting images of her work. I think her popularity just exploded at that point.
So Instagram really helped get her name out there, and I can understand why, you know, putting a picture of one of these infinity rooms on your feed would make a lot of people say, whoa, what is that? Mm-hmm. That seems like it's going on forever. Where can I see this?
Yeah, there is something about the images that people really gravitate towards. And I think it is that idea of that mystery of not exactly knowing what you're looking at that people want to experience that.
Yayoi Kusama Infinity Mirrors continues at the Cleveland Museum of Art through September 30th. With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.